The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Yeah, there are a ton of things to get to in the show today. Yet I'm going to start in a moment here with cheese. It's actually a topic that other shows, I don't know. I can't listen to all the other conservative talk shows in Wisconsin. Other shows may have taken this up. It actually became a big deal over the weekend. It's really a pretty fascinating story in the level of stupidity involved by a government agency, which shouldn't really surprise us anymore. And we'll get to Eric Cantor. We'll get to a number of things today. I do want to remind you folks listening in central Wisconsin on WSAU, I'm going to be in Stevens Point tonight. Pretty excited about it because I have not spoken in the central Wisconsin area for some time. I'm speaking at the Americans for Prosperity Wisconsin, its working event at the Holiday Inn, 1001 Amber Avenue, Stevens Point. You know what I remembered, Jason, when I Googled? There's no easy way to get to Stevens Point from Green Bay. There just isn't. I'm not complaining about it. I'm just, it's one of the old, you can't get there from here. Which way do you think it sends you? And I thought about this and I played with it. And this is the way to go. Before you do it, because Jason's curious now and he wants to do it. Which way do you think it sends you? You don't even, because if you go to Wausau, then you have to go all the way down on 39. It takes you on Highway 10. Takes you down to the Fox Valley, Highway 10, and that's it. That really, I mean, others may have better ideas. I just looked at it, and I think that is the way to go. It's just interesting because it's so darned easy to get to Wausau. Get to Wausau. Now, I knew this was going to happen. Now, someone is calling Jason and telling him, no, tell Jerry don't go that way. I'm open to it. I haven't gone to Stevens Point. I don't know if I've ever gone to Stevens Point from Green Bay. Anyway, enough of that. The event is 7 o'clock at the Holiday Inn, 1001 Amber Avenue, Stevens Point. And I will be there however I get there. Someone has a better idea? No? No? Well, that's part of the reason I did it, because if someone did have a better idea, that is the way to go? Yeah. That's not awful. That's not awful. 10 when you get out there is not the greatest road in the world, but that's not bad. It isn't bad at all. It doesn't matter. It's a pleasure to be out there. It really is. I have not had a chance to meet folks in the WSAU listening audience for some time. I haven't been to Sheboygan since Christmas either, though, have I? Now that I think of it. Before Christmas, for families of children with cancer. In terms of a public appearance, that is. Yeah, I don't think. Oh, is it? 10 is 4 lanes now? All the way to Point? Well, then it has been a hell of a long time. If Gary's right about that, then it's been a long time. Now, see, Someone's saying Highway 54. Jason, I'm not mentioning them on the air anymore. If someone has a better idea, just share it with me off the air. So that's 7 o'clock tonight. I now want to get into this. And if you have any thoughts on this, I've got a lot of thoughts on this. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. This is the story that appeared, I believe, Monday in the Wisconsin State Journal. The future of many cheese operations in Wisconsin and elsewhere, and the unique tastes of popular cheeses like aged cheddar and Parmesan, are hanging in the balance after a recent decision by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration that alters how cheeses are aged, industry experts say. these what are called artisan cheeses are aged on wooden boards. Do you know why? Being raised on a farm, I do know a little about this, a farm whose milk went to cheese. The bacteria that, in fact, can cultivate, incubate on the wood is instrumental to some of these artisan cheeses. That bacteria is what gives it its distinctive and often wonderful flavor. Wooden boards, which have been an integral part of aging a wide variety of cheeses by producers around the world for more than a century, were called unsanitary by an FDA official after the agency cited several New York operations for using them. Here's what's interesting. There was no indication that anyone gotten sick. What they were saying is the potential of someone getting sick because listeria and other harmful bacteria could form. Not that they found any, but they were simply saying the environment is right. What is sending shockwaves through the industry is the FDA cited the New York operations despite state laws that permit wooden boards. There also have been no recalls nationally of cheeses because of contamination from wooden boards. Yet it is the wooden boards that cultivate the, what I would call healthy bacteria. Now here is Gene Carpenter of Madison blogged this at Cheese Underground on Saturday. Welcome to Wisconsin, the dairy artisan mecca of the world. Game changer. FDA rules no wooden boards in cheese aging. A sense of disbelief and distress is quickly rippling through the U.S. artisan cheese community as the FDA this week announced it will not permit American cheesemakers to age cheese on wooden boards. Recently, the FDA inspected several New York State cheesemakers and cited them for using wooden surfaces to age their cheeses, even though it's allowed, as I said, in New York. In the the New York State Department of Ag and Markets Division of Milk Control and Dairy Services, which, like most every state in the U.S., including Wisconsin, has allowed this practice, reached out to FDA for clarification on the issue. A response was provided by Monica Metz, branch chief of FDA Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition. This is the response last week. Okay, now I want you to listen to this because this gets complicated. In the response, Monica Metz stated that the use of wood for cheese ripening or aging is considered an unsanitary practice by FDA and a violation of FDA's current good manufacturing practice regulations. Now, this was last week. Here's an excerpt. Microbial pathogens can be controlled if food facilities engage in good manufacturing practice. Proper cleaning and sanitation of equipment and facilities are absolutely necessary to ensure that pathogens do not find niches to reside and proliferate. Adequate cleaning and sanitation procedures are particularly important in facilities where persistent strains of pathogenic microorganisms like listeria or monocytogens can be found. The use of wooden shelves, rough or otherwise, for cheese ripening does not conform to requirements, which require that all plant equipment and utensils shall be so designed and of such material and workmanship as to be adequately cleanable and shall be properly maintained. Wooden shelves or boards cannot be adequately cleaned and sanitized. The porous structure of wood enables it to absorb and retain bacteria. Therefore, bacteria generally colonize not only the surface, but also the inside layers of the wood. Well, yeah, but that's how it works. That involves healthy bacteria as well. The most interesting part of the FDA statement is that it does not consider this to be a new policy, but rather an enforcement of an existing policy. And worse yet, FDA has reiterated that it does not intend to change this policy. In an email to industry professionals, Rob Relea, senior extension associate of the Department of Food Science, blah, 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 Cornell in New York, says, According to the FDA, this is merely proper enforcement of the policy that was already in place. Well, this freaked out the cheese industry. Just freaked them out. So what? This is how we do this. There's bacteria that, yeah, does colonize on the wood that leads to some of these fine cheeses. So this went viral literally in the Cheddosphere here in Wisconsin and elsewhere, which prompted an updated statement yesterday. The FDA has released a statement that kind of contradicts the assertion from Metz, the one I read to you, writes L.V. Anderson at Slate. Yesterday, the FDA has released a statement that kind of contradicts assertion that wooden boards, Metz's assertion, that wooden boards don't conform to FDA standards and kind of reiterates it. This is what the FDA issued yesterday. Metz's letter read, "The use of wooden shelves, rough or otherwise, for cheese ripening does not conform to current good manufacturing practice requirements, which require that all plant equipment and utensils shall be so designed and of such material and workmanship as to be adequately cleanable and shall be properly maintained." The FDA yesterday tried to say, well, that doesn't mean that wood is banned. Here's what it said. Historically, the FDA has expressed concern. This is yesterday now. Historically, the FDA has expressed concern about whether wood meets this requirement and noted that concerns in inspectional findings. FDA is always open to evidence that shows that wood can be safely used for specific purposes such as aging cheese. In other words, okay, so the FDA will engage with the artisanal cheesemaking community to determine whether certain types of cheese can safely be made by aging them on wooden shelving. Okay. So in other words, cheese artisans are going to have to prove, rather than the FDA proving that they're dangerous, cheesemakers are going to have to prove they're safe. How about 100 years of nobody getting sick? Is that proof enough? You know what this reminds me of? A very small portion. If you're familiar with what I'm about to say, you are a very loyal listener to the show. About 6 or 7 years ago, I think that's about right. About 6 or 7 years ago, the Green Bay paper did this front page story about how Lenten Church fish fries. Am I about right in the time frame, Jason? About 6, 7 years ago? 2007, 2008. Aren't inspected, and this is terrible. And we promoted that Lent. Every Friday, we had people call in their church fish fries. Because has anyone ever gotten sick from a fish fry? A church fish fry. 7 years later, Jason, have you ever heard of anyone anywhere in Wisconsin? And I remember then the publisher of the Green Bay paper, who's now gone, was real pissy with me, for want of a better term. When I confronted him, he said, well, it gets less inspection than a New York hot dog stand. I'll go to a church fish fry before a New York hot dog stand. Although I have had a hot dog from a New York hot dog stand, and it was perfectly fine. You would go to both, really. Yeah, actually, I would too. This is amazing to me. This has been going on. You know what? There's a question here. Everything I just explained to you, there's something that should make you go, huh? Let's see if we can figure out what it is. Let's see if somebody can figure out what it is. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 921.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybatershow.com.